Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 24th of November, partly cloudy and chilly morning here in Auroville on 21 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect nights with periods of clouds and sun and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures will be ranging from low 21 to high of 31 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 17 km per hour with occasional gusts on 23 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, visible on 24%. Today is a city day or the day of the victory, because on 24th of November 1926, Sri Aurobindo experiences the descent of Krishna into his body. He explains, the descent of Krishna would mean the descent of the our mind Godhead preparing, though not itself actually bringing, the descent of Supermind and Ananda. For that reason, it's also a darshan day in Sri Aurobindo Ashram from 5:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. From working committee comes an invitation to the community to attend the general meeting on Tuesday, November 29th at 4:30 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion to interact with the working committee. Interim Town Development Council, along with Resident Assembly Service, invites us to a general meeting with Interim Town Development Council presentation on the projects eventually coming up in the near future on Thursday, 1st of November at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. So this meeting is meant to be a first step to invite the community to an informed participative process. It will be structured in a basic presentation on the various projects and an open discussion on available and possible new next steps. The Auroville Council also invites us to attend a general meeting on Friday, 9th of December at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to listen and answer to all remaining questions on the appeal process. The final version after the general meeting will be submitted to our final approver before the process becomes operational. The Working Committee, the Auroville Council and the TDC invite all members of the Resident Assembly interested in land protection to join a series of workshops in order to get update on the latest progress made, debate and decide on the need for a legal protection for Auroville land and elaborate the way forward. The workshops will take place on the mornings between 9 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. on Saturdays, December 10th, Sunday, December 11th, and if needed, Saturday, January 7, 2017 at the Unity Pavilion. The Secretary and the Undersecretary of the Auroville Foundation will be invited to attend these workshops. All residents of the Resident Assembly who wish to participate in the workshops are requested to contact the Resident Assembly Service directly, and all participants will be sent the source material by separate mail so that they can familiarize themselves with the issue. All those who wish to submit an alternative proposal are requested to send that to the Resident Assembly Service by Monday, 5th of December. The Resident Assembly Service will take care that the proposal is shared with all participants prior to the first workshop. They are asking you to be prepared to present your proposal during the workshop when requested to do so. Now let's check out what's going on in the city this weekend. Today, tomorrow and after tomorrow, so 24th, 25th and 26th at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, Once Upon a River. A new wet and wild comedy for adults. The Auroville Theatre Group presents Once Upon a River, which is a comedy by Vinu Karthik. And he says it is eternal river story, but with a twist. Acting will be Vinu Karthik, Chetan Kumar, Shilpi, Savar, Kalu, Sophie, Deep, Renana, Christoph, Shri, Franzi, Siddharth, Natasha, Setupati, Hema, Satish, Prithvi, Yashoda, Kinnerlali, Mukesh Kumar. And tomorrow, Friday 25th, from 7 p.m, we are invited to come to Kailash Youth Residency for a fundraising event. And they are saying that there will be yummy burgers, chicken and veg, live concert and karaoke. Several of our Auroville talented youth and internal youth will sing. So we can join them and participate with the singing with karaoke. They are saying that since 15 years they have been painting and maintaining the building themselves, and it was much needed to call in a crew of professionals to do it well and thoroughly. So they have quite few expenses over the past months, so they need our help to finance it. For that reason, the entrance fee will be 300 rupees contribution, but you can donate more if you wish. And of course, we are welcome and have a great evening with them. Divyanshi Chang is offering at Savitri Bhavan on Thursdays, next 10 Thursdays between 5:30 to 7 p.m. as a contribution to University of Human Unity, a seminar on integrality in all spheres of life, revitalizing the luster of spiritual truth in all life. A series of 10 interactive sessions as an introductory exploration of 10 aspects of life in the light of Sri Aurobindo and the Mothers by words. By spirituality, we do not mean a remote metaphysical mind or the tendency to dream rather than to act. Spirituality is an attempt to know and live in the highest self, the divine, the all-embracing unity, and to raise life in all its parts to the divinest possible one. Today, between 6 to 8 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can listen to True Stories of Volunteers, and this session will be on Earth Constructions Project and Treehouse Construction in Oroville. The upcoming Oroville Women's Health Assessment will be launched on 3rd of December. It is a survey consisting of 28 questions that will take about 10 minutes to complete. It focuses on the topics of health, maternity and safety of women in Oroville. There are three language versions, English, French and Tamil, and it's entirely anonymous and 100% confidential. No names will be used at any time. Their research is a basic systematic study. It relies on measurable, observable facts and describes what is being studied using the data collected. An analysis of their data will be done by using a computer program, anthropological, sociological and nursing science. So they hope that collected data will help spark a new initiative which accurately supports women in Oroville. So if you'd like to help by distributing the service in the first 2 weeks of December, contact Paula on 75986-11950, or you can write to her, paulamurphy@oroville.org. There will be an orientation for volunteers on 1st of December between 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Sante. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow, there won't be no show, but at Ecofilm Club, there will screen at 7 p.m. Book of Seasons, A Year in Kanazawa, made in 2010 and directed by Corey Brandt. French Pavilion presents Human, Volume 1, Love, Women, Work, Poverty on Saturday, 26th of November at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall. Documentary was directed by Jan-Arthur Bertrand. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today they will screen East Asian drama, I Wish, made in Japan in 2011 and directed by Hirokawa Karida. International drama history on Saturday at 8 p.m. Altamira, made in UK, France and Spain in 2016 by director Hugh Hudson. At children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. there was screen Alice in Wonderland, made in USA in 2010 and directed by Tim Burton. At Woody Allen Film Festival at Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m. comedy Bananas, made in USA in 1971 and directed by Woody Allen. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "I'm concerned with the earth, not with worlds beyond for their own sake. It is a terrestrial realization that I seek and not a flight of distant summits. All other yoga regard this life as an illusion or a passing phase. The supramental yoga alone regards it as a thing created by the divine for a progressive manifestation and takes the fulfillment of the life and the body for its object." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oroville.radio.org.